All right, Recovery First Podcast. These are recovery shares that I do, and I hope they help folks as we share them on Facebook and on different platforms, Apple, whatever it may be. And I don't rehearse these. It just comes from the heart. And one thing that I've been thinking about and seeking as I'm at this crossroads in my life, I'm finding myself again at more crossroads. I remember I watched the movie Castaway. And, you know, after he got home, the movie ended and he was just kind of sitting at a crossroads, kind of wondering which way to go. And that's kind of where I feel like my life is. And maybe you're going through the same thing or whatever it may be. But I want to talk about one of the things as I sit at the crossroads that I'm thinking about is like, what are my greatest joys in life? I think a lot of times we go through life and it just kind of gets mundane. We go to work, we make a living, we pay our bills, we raise the kid, whatever it may be. And it just kind of starts getting to be kind of a mundane existence. But I can say that I really haven't had that in my, and I give that credit to God and recovery. I really do that. I've had an opportunity to really sit quietly and to see through God my greatest joys. And one of the things in the last 10 years that I did when I got into recovery, I had the opportunity to live with a couple guys and in a structured environment. Back then we didn't have recovery housing, but you know, we just kind of lived together. We did everything together. It was a very tight knit community. There wasn't a lot of people in recovery that actually thought that, you know, addiction was a disease and all that. It was a very, very tight knit community, and we lived together and held each other accountable. And so I wanted to do that through seeking several years ago, a little over 10 years ago, I decided that I wanted to do that on a grander scale for people. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing for the last 10 years was what we call recovery housing. Had an opportunity to like try to make recovery housing better in South Carolina through standards and some other things, and still kind of involved with some of that. But I think like where I'm at now is, as I've kind of like decided, okay, I'm at the end of the road of that, and I'm like ready to do something else, and that's okay. And I think that came from just quiet time and following, you know, God's guidance for my life. And so what I'm doing is like I'm searching for my greatest joys. And how do I do that? I mean, how do you search for that? And I think the thing is you have to, for me, I have to take the time to really just sit and be and not be a human doing, but a human being. And as I sit in being a human being, I look for those things that bring me the greatest joys. And as I sit in a crossroads, I'm kind of thinking, what are some of the things that bring me my greatest joy? And, you know, of course, it's my grandkids. Absolutely, it's my wife. But one of the things that for me, is I like working for myself. Another thing is I love to follow my entrepreneurial spirit. And for me, my entrepreneurial spirit has not been like entrepreneurial, like make money. For me, my entrepreneurial spirit has been like, how can I take my entrepreneurial spirit and bring it to help others and make their lives better? And that's really a lot of what I've been reflecting on as I had a major life change and kind of retired from what I was doing about 3 weeks ago. And that's a lot of what I've been reflecting on. And I know that I love to work for myself. And the other thing that I know that I love to do is like reach people and spend time with people that nobody else wants to spend time with. Drug users, homeless folks on the street, that kind of thing. I know that I find my greatest joy when I'm connecting with them, because I was one of them, right? And I don't know where all this is going to go. I mean, I think that the thing is you just kind of start and you go from there and you continue to kind of follow my heart, but I continue to look for me for gaps in the community. Where are the gaps in the community where people are not being served? And, you know, years ago it was housing. You know, now it's, I don't know what it is. I know what brings me joy. Another thing, I love to help people who are starting recovery housing, or maybe they need some advice or whatever. I enjoy consulting and doing things like that. So I challenge you, if you're in recovery, not in recovery, to spend some time being a human being and finding out what your greatest joys are, what makes you happy in giving, and pursue that. Because if everybody's doing that, can we imagine what the world would be? If everybody would pursue their greatest joy and how they can give and change people's lives and their greatest joys. I mean, it's just an amazing concept. And grateful that I've got some time to sit, reflect, don't have to get right to work. Got some stuff that I am going to do, some side gigs, whatever it may be, because my wife ain't going to put up with me sitting at home every day. But sitting at the crossroads, seeking my greatest joy. And how can you go wrong in that? There's no way that you can go wrong in that. The last 10 years, serving people in housing, and man, I think we figured it up that we went through about 700-800 individuals in that 10 years that came through our recovery housing and our housing. And I mean, we helped them do everything from get clothing to jobs to back and forth to recovery meetings to just all the stuff that we did. Over the last 10 years, I found so much joy in it. And I'm looking for the next chapter in my greatest joy. Mike Todd, Recovery First Podcast. Keep tuning in. Hope that if you're struggling, reach out to someone and speak to them. Get to a recovery community organization. Get to a meeting. Whatever it may be. And if you need be, inbox the Recovery First Podcast. We'll get back to you. Mike Todd, Recovery First Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Todd with the South Carolina Recovery Housing Association. I would like to thank Challenges, Inc., the Recovery Advocacy Project, and the Clinton Foundation for helping us get naloxone to all recovery houses in South Carolina.